यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनातीरा वनचारी यमुनातीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहार हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल जय गौर निताय गौर निताय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय गुरुदेव
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शतश्री श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शतश्री श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम ऑल डिवोटीज फॉर टुडेज श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास नित्यम भागवत सेवया। बट टुडेज भागवतम क्लास लिटिल स्पेशल टुडे बिकॉज वी आर कंक्लूडिंग द रीडिंग एंड स्टडिंग ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। वी आर टुडे कवरिंग द लास्ट टू वर्सेस ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड देन ऑफकोर्स भागवतम डजंट एंड भागवतम री स्टार्ट टुमारो ऑनवर्ड्स। So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter number 13, The Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, Text number 22 and 23 together. Bhave bhave yatha bhakti, padayostava jayate, tatha kurushva devesha, नाथस्त्वं नो यथ प्रभो नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनं प्रणामो दुःख शमनस् तं नमामि हरिं परम्। भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोस्तव जायते तथा कुरुष्व देवेश नाथस्त्वं नयतो प्रभु नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम् प्रणामो दुःख शमनाय तं नमामि हरिं परम् भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोस्तव जायते तथा कुरुष्व देवेश नाथस्त्वं नो यथ प्रभो नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम् प्रणामो दुःख शमनाय तं नमामि हरिं परम् life yatha so that bhakti devotional service padayo at the lotus feet tava of you jayate arises. Tatha so. Kurushva, please do. Devesha, O Lord of Lords. Natah, the Master. Tvam, you. Nah, our. Yatah, because. Prabho, O Lord. Nama Sankirtanam, the congregational chanting of the holy name. Yasya, of whom? Sarva Papa, all sins. Pranashanam, which destroys. Pranamaha, the bowing down. Dukkha, misery. Shamanaha, which subdues. Tam, to him. Namami, I offer my obeisances. Harim, to Lord Hari. Param, the Supreme. Translations by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Lord of Lords, O Master, please grant us pure devotional service at your lotus feet, life after life. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Hari, the congregational chanting of whose holy names destroys all sinful reactions, and the offering of obeisances unto whom relieves all material suffering. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 12th canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. The 12th canto was completed at Gainesville, Florida on Sunday, July 18, 1982. The end of 12th canto. Conclusion. We offer our most respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Stotara Shatashri Srimad, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupad, and by His mercy to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, to Lord Chaitanya and His eternal associates, to Sri Sri Radha Krishna and His Supreme Transcendental Literature Srimad Bhagavatam. By the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have been able to approach the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasi Thakur, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Sridhar Swami, and other great Vaishnava Acharyas. And by carefully studying their liberated commentaries, we have humbly tried to complete the Srimad Bhagavatam. We are the insignificant servants of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and by His mercy, we have been allowed to serve Him through the presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve
गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे राम राम हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर टुडेज मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। एवरी भागवतम क्लास इज स्पेशल, टुडे इज लिटिल मोर स्पेशल, नॉट बिकॉज आई एम गिविंग, बिकॉज यू ऑल आर देयर एंड ऑल्सो वी आर कंप्लीटिंग टुडे द श्रीमद भागवतम द रीडिंग द एंटायर रीडिंग ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम 12th कैंटो। सो देर आर मेनी डिवोटीज इन दिस ऑडियंस हू आर realized souls who have not read, not studied. I mean, they have read and studied, but they are relishing Srimad Bhagavatam. And anytime they may be the best person to speak today, but somehow or other, by some way or other, I do not know how that my name has come on, and the whole festival was brought into such a big grandeur that I was caught up by it. I decided then I had to give class, but I would see many devotees sitting here in the audience who are better than me. So anyways, I offer my obeisances unto all the devotees here and beg for some mercy. Speaking Srimad Bhagavatam may have become a routine in my life, but routine is ultimately routine. There is no devotion in that routine. So hope and pray I'll make some attempt to engage your time for the next 1 hour and speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are going to speak a lot today, and we will begin somewhere first. So we will begin with the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam first. We are going to continue glories of Srimad Bhagavatam tomorrow also, but Bhagavatam is unlimited, right? Ananta Shesh has been glorifying Lord Krishna, he is reciting Bhagavatam, and his Bhagavatam has not ended, and he has not recited the same shloka again. So perhaps Bhagavatam can be spoken for unlimited days. So we begin with the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, which Lord Shri Krishna himself extols. We will take you all now to a very beautiful dialogue which took place in the Brahma Vaivarta Puran, which is a dialogue between Lord Shri Krishna and Ganga Devi. So this is the time in Dwapar Yuga when Lord Shri Krishna had decided to complete his pastimes in this material world, and he had to leave and go back to the spiritual world. And at that time many great personalities who also had appeared in the earth planet to assist Lord Krishna were coming and meeting Lord Shri Krishna in Dwarka. So Ganga Devi, she also came to know about this, and she was a little worried because she was very happy that Krishna was there on the earth planet, and she got lot of association of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. But now was the time when Lord Shri Krishna was going, and more than that, the difficult part was after Lord Shri Krishna would go, the difficult age of Kali Yuga would come in. So Ganga Devi was a little worried that what will happen to me, right? So she came to meet Lord Sri Krishna and she petitioned Lord Sri Krishna, "You are going alone, why don't you take me also?" And Lord Sri Krishna said, "No, don't worry, be here." He said, but I will be contaminated by the people in Kali Yuga. I can see 4C people in Kali Yuga will be very selfish and they would come and take bath in me. They would not be interested in spiritual life, but they would be interested in bathing. And they will bathe and they will deposit all their sins in me. So what should I do? So a group of 10 verses Lord Sri Krishna spoke, and Lord Krishna told Ganga Devi in the first verse that in Kali Yuga the first 5,000 years will be very sinful. People in the name of religion will commit sinful activities and they will be so smart that they will come to you and they will take bath, purify themselves to again go back and start sinful activities. So you will not get some sins, but you will be deposited with heavy sins. So that caused a lot of trouble in Ganga Devi's heart because she was already anticipating such things. However, Krishna immediately reconciles and encourages Ganga Devi and says, "Well, even if the first 5,000 years are going to be very, very bad, but we should know that soon after that, there will be many mantra upasaks who would come and they would take bath in you. And by taking bath in you, they will purify you." So mantra upasak here means, Krishna refers to those great devotees, those devotees who are chanting the holy name. So Krishna is mentioning to Ganga that you will get a lot of association in due course of time in Kali Yuga. Many devotees would come, take bath in you and purify you by their association. I was hearing a lecture of Jayapataka Maharaj, and he was speaking this pastime. And he was mentioning that when we hear this shloka, we should not think that we are those mantra upasaks, that I am chanting and when I go to Ganga Devi, I will purify her. No. Jayapataka Maharaj mentioned, we are talking about, Krishna is talking about those pure devotees who are not chanting, who are relishing the holy names. And they will come and bathe and they will purify. And prominently, what will happen, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would start the whole sampradaya of chanters, relishers of chanting of the holy name. And they will come and they will purify. So Jayapataka Maharaj says, what should we do when you are bathing Ganga? So when you are bathing Ganga, we should chant the names of Gauranga. And remind Ganga Devi that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come here and the whole sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu devotees will keep coming to you and purify you. So you have to remind her of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu's whole battalion of great devotees are going to come. So this is the mood of bathing in Ganga. Anyways, Krishna continues. Krishna says, well, okay, Ganga Devi may now ask, well, you have given me an idea of how to get purified myself, but what about people in Kali Yuga? How they will get purified? So Krishna mentions, Harer namani yatreva puranani bhavanti hi tatra gatva savadhanam abhi saradham cha shoshyati. Two things will purify people in this age of Kali Yuga, Krishna says. First, Harer namani yatreva, chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And second is, Lord Krishna says, the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore we see in this last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a culmination, the last chapter and the last verse. Sutta Goswami is glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam and in culmination now is glorifying the chanting of the congregational chanting of the holy names. So Bhagavatam and holy name are inseparable. That will be the part of discussion today. How in this age of Kali Yuga, we have two great shelters as Krishna has extolled. Puranani Srimad Bhagavatam and Harer Namani Yatreva, the chanting of the holy names. Then Lord Sri Krishna mentions, however, this too will be available only for the next 10,000 years after Mahaprabhu. And he didn't say up to, but next 10,000 years of Kali Yuga. Till that time, people will take benefit of both of this, Holy Name and Bhagavatam. And after that, once all the devotees depart, Krishna says, there will be only one Varna, the Varna of outcast, Krishna says. And when they will be there and no devotees, what will happen? The whole earth planet will be shackled by the coils or the net of Kali Yuga. And if you think that today also a lot of Kali Yuga's symptoms are seen, we do not know exactly what will happen after those 10,000 years are over. Even today's little darshan is still very difficult for us to digest. But what to speak of that time and no devotees and officially the time period of golden age of Kali Yuga has gone, it will be devastation. So we can see that in this age of Kali Yuga, these two are essential and very important for all the devotees, everyone in this world. Taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, relishing Srimad Bhagavatam, and taking shelter of Ashray, of Holy Name, and relishing the Holy Name. So this is the extolation of the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Shri Krishna himself. Now, not just Lord Shri Krishna is saying about Bhagavatam, the glories of Bhagavatam, but we find that great Vaishnavas, they relish Srimad Bhagavatam, they glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a beautiful story which everyone must have heard, which happened, which comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmaya, right? And Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmaya, this story comes of Narad Muni was in Badrika Ashram, and he was very much in anxiety. So the four Kumaras, they came to Badrika Ashram, and they saw Narad Muni in anxiety. It's a little unique sight, because Narad Muni is always happy, joyful, chanting the holy names. How can a great chanter, relisher of holy name, be unhappy? Yes, he can be unhappy. Not for himself, but for others. So the four Kumaras ask, what makes you unhappy? Then Narad Muni told the story. What is the story? Sir, I was going around the earth planet and I came to Mathura Dham. And Mathura Dham I saw the great personality Bhakti Devi, devotion personified. And she was unhappy. She was looking very beautiful, but very thin. And she was unhappy. So I went and asked her, what makes you unhappy? Then she mentioned the whole story of her life, that how she was born in a Dravida Desh in south of India, and then through that whole thing she came traveling all the way towards the north India, west and the north. And all the time while walking, instead of able to give benefit of bhakti to everyone in the world, by associating with people, she started losing her own physical health and beauty. In fact, it is mentioned that she became very early old. That means she became very old early. From South India, it has been Karnataka. She went to Karnataka Desh, then Gujarat Desh. I don't know which place. Some say Gujarat or some say Karnataka. Because that time there was no Karnataka or Gujarat that time. So at least Karnataka and Gujarat Desh. And then after she had with her two sons. So Bhakti had two sons, Jnana and Vairagya. So Bhakti got old, Jnana and Vairagya also got old. Then she decided to come to Vrindavan Mathura Dham. So she came to Mathura, Bhakti revived her beauty. She again became beautiful. But the problem was, Jnana and Vairagya still were old. So now she was in dichotomy, because initially she was suffering, her family was suffering, and now family is suffering. She is not so much suffering, but to look at the family, that itself is suffering, right? And she was also feeling very difficult, because she was very young, and if she has to introduce her family, you can introduce a family that these are my sons, who look very old than her. So there was a big problem for Bhakti Devi. Therefore she was very upset, and she did not know, she did not have any clue what's going to happen here. So Narad Muni that time came and saw Bhakti Devi and asked the whole concern, and he came to know that this is a problem, Kali Yuga has come up. So Narad Muni tried his ways and means to help Bhakti Devi. But somehow or other he could not revive Jnana and Vairagya. So Narad Muni failed to do so. So Narad Muni was thinking and contemplating, I need to do some penances and please Supreme Personality of Godhead and get the solution for Bhakti Devi. So meanwhile Bhakti Devi and Jnana and Vairagya remained in Mathura. Narad Muni came to Badrikashram to do penance. But instead of doing penance, he was just lamenting. Because here is a great soul whose whole life is for dedicating for the compassion, for the upliftment of others, and he is not able to uplift. So big anxiety. And just then four Kumaras come and ask him, what happened, Narad Muni? So Narad Muni tells the whole story. And four Kumaras says that in this age of Kali Yuga, if you want to revive the culture of Krishna consciousness, then we need to dive into nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Narad Muni should arrange for the great narration of Srimad Bhagavatam and let everyone come, let Bhakti Devi come and sit there, let Jnana Vairagya sit there and see the change in them. So Narad Muni became very happy and he became the organizer of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he decided to have arranged a Srimad Bhagavatam at Haridwar on the banks of Ganga. It is said the Srimad Bhagavatam class was arranged, and Narad Muni said, who is the best Srimad Bhagavatam speaker? Why not you? The four Kumaras were made to sit on the Bhagavatam's Vyasasan. So you speak Bhagavatam. And the four Kumaras, they spoke Bhagavatam, and everyone there who were in Haridwar, they heard this Bhagavatam, including Bhakti and Jnana Vairagya. And as Bhagavatam was going one by one, all the cantos, eventually the vitality, the youthfulness of Jnana Vairagya came back. So the four Kumaras mentioned that in this age of Kali Yuga, bhakti will be available to the methodology of Srimad Bhagavatam. Through Srimad Bhagavatam, what is devotional service could be understood. And then the four Kumaras mentioned, not just that now Jnana and Vairagya, they are getting youthful, but actually there are hundreds of examples more in Shastra which speaks about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the four Kumaras extolled another story. He said, long back, there was a great Brahmana living in one particular city. He was a great Brahmana, but his wife was very wretched. She was not following Brahminical principles. She was very, very, kind of different kind of lady, always angry upon his husband. And in this family life of them, they did not have even a child also. So there was already a suffering from the family this Brahmana had, plus there were no children, so more suffering. So one day, out of full frustration, he left his family and went to the forest to do some penance. So he was doing penance. So a mystic yogi was in that forest. He saw this nice Brahmana. He asked him, what is the problem? So he told him all the problem. He said, don't worry. Your most important problem is you don't have a child. So, well, I can help you. So he gave him a special fruit. He said, you take this fruit and give it to your wife, and she will eat and she will give birth to a child. So he was very happy. At least one problem is getting solved now, right? So he came back home and gave it to his wife. So wife took the fruit and kept with her. She did not eat. Why she did not eat? Because she did not want to undergo the pain of having a child in the womb and then raising a child. She was not on the same page as her husband. Husband wanted a child, but she did not want a child. So this wife's sister one day came to meet her sister, the wife of this Brahmana. And when she came, she told the wife told this her sister, this is the fruit I'm having. What should I do? My husband is wanting me to eat this fruit. At just that same time, sister said that I am also pregnant for a few days. So maybe what can be done is, you just somehow discard this fruit and don't eat the fruit as you wish. And eventually what will happen is, I will not come back to your house for 1 year. And when I get a child, I will just secretly transfer this child to you. Meanwhile, you can just pose yourself as a pregnant lady by covering something on your womb. So just imagine what kind of fact. This can happen even in the previous years also. Anyways, so what happened? She was thinking, what to do with the fruit? You know, the fruit was there. You know, the fruit has to be done. So she went to her cow barn, and they had a cow. So she fed the cow the fruit. So the cow ate the fruit. And in due course of time, as a plan happened, she used to always pretend that she is pregnant by putting some cloth around her stomach, and meanwhile the sister did not come again, and she gave birth to a child. And when the husband was away for some time, the Ramanas, at that time the secret thing came up that the child was transferred, and she mentioned, when you are not there, this child was born to me. At the same time, the cow also gave birth to a, not a calf, the cow ate the fruit. So the cow gave birth to a boy. So there was a boy which was born to a sister, and there was also a boy born to the cow. However, this boy was born through cow, therefore he had unique features. His body was not that of a human being, but his ears were that like a cow. And therefore, when this unique thing happened, suddenly the Brahman was confused. How come this has happened? But anyways, the wife convinced and gave some reasons. So they were happy that now they have two sons. Initially there was no one, like now they have two. Anyways, so the Brahmana named the named his own son, which was not his son, as Dhundukari. And the son which was born from cow, he was named as Gokarna. So both Gokarna and Dhundukari, both brothers, grew up as young people. Gokarna became a very wise and learned person in Shastra. Dhundukari became a great cheat, gambler, and he was into all bad habits. In fact, he started creating so much of problems for the whole family. The whole family was upset with him. And eventually what happened is, the father became so tired of the whole family affairs, he actually one day left his family and went to the forest, never to come again. So Brahmana left. Now the wife of the Brahmana was living, and she was taking care of Dhundukari. But she became upset with Dhundukari. That one day she became so upset that she gave up her life in the well, in the house. And now there was Dhundukari alone and Gokarna. And Gokarna was thinking that this guy is such a useless person. Why should I stay with him? So Gokarna also left the house and went on a pilgrimage. Now Dhundukari was alone in the house, and now he had all the wealth of his father, everything from his mother. He used all of his wealth for using as much as he wanted for sense gratification. He even brought a prostitute to his house and stayed with her. Something like Ajamil story. However, whatever money he had, and because he had to take care of prostitute, he would also rob and kill people. So one day he robbed someone and got a big booty of wealth. And he came and gave it to his wife, who gave it to her parents. So the parents were thinking, my God, such a big booty of wealth. What if someone comes to know about it? Right? If someone comes to know about it, what will happen? This guy will go in the jail, but we also will go in jail. So better something has to be done. So they plotted, they took all the wealth, and that night they murdered Dhundukari. So Dhundukari's life was over. Now, Gokarna was somewhere in pilgrimage. And he was sensing someone is kind of, troubling him, or some subtle body is affecting his life. So he was not knowing what's happening. So he asked some great sages, what is the problem? He said, then they are foreseers of truth. So they said that maybe, yeah, you have a brother whose name is Dhundukari. He got recently killed, and his ghostly body is haunting you. So why is haunting me? Because he wants your help to get delivered. What should I do? So he has done so much sinful activities that no matter what you do, any pious activities you do, it won't help. Still I want to try. So Gokarna thought, let me go and do Pindadan in Gaya, Shraddha for his family, for his brother. He went and did Shraddha for his brother in Gaya. After coming back from Gaya, the same subtle body was haunting him. He said, why are you haunting me? Are you not delivered? He said, I have done so many sinful activities, even this Gaya cannot help me. So what to do now? So again he approached great sages, and they said the only way to help him is to recite Srimad Bhagavatam. By reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, he will be delivered. So again, Gokarna arranged now at the banks of Haridwar a Bhagavatam, a Bhagavat Sapta, wherein all the great sages and the devotees and people around, they came and heard the Bhagavatam. And in that Bhagavatam, Gokarna had arranged that his brother, who was in ghostly body, comes and also sits in the Bhagavatam. So as per the arrangement of Srimad Bhagavatam, they had asked the ghost to sit on a big bamboo pole, which had seven nodes. So what was happening, every time, every day of Bhagavatam was getting over, one node of that bamboo was getting, it was breaking off and coming down. So this was slowly after seventh day, finally what happened is the whole bamboo, the last one fell off and the body of ghost, that the brother, he got delivered and he went to Vaikuntha. So the four Kumaras here are extolling the glories of how Srimad Bhagavatam can work on a level which we cannot even imagine of purifying someone. Srimad Bhagavatam has appeared in this age of Kali Yuga specifically for delivering people in this age of Kali Yuga. When Lord Shri Krishna was about to leave from Dwapar Yuga and go back to spiritual world, Lord Shri Krishna proclaimed that after I leave, I will reappear in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam, and therefore Srimad Bhagavatam is not just any other scripture. Srimad Bhagavatam is the most important scripture, such an important scripture that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu extolled the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. The single most scripture which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu extolled the glories is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of the age of Kali Yuga. So there are very beautiful verses of Srimad Bhagavatam which mentions in the Srimad Bhagavatam where great devotees are extolling the glories. Few verses which we read in this 13th and 12th chapter, some of them are Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi. Srimad Bhagavatam is Vedanta Saram, the essence of all the Vedas and Vedanta Sutra. Shri Bhagavatam Ishyate. Tad Rasamrita Triptasya Nanyatra Syad Rati Kvachit. One who reads Srimad Bhagavatam, relishes Srimad Bhagavatam, he feels satisfaction in his heart. And then what happens? Such a person will not be attracted to anything in this world. Nimna ganam yatha ganga, devanam achyuto yatha, vaishnavanam yatha shambhu puranam idam tatha. Of all rivers, greatest is Ganga. Of all the devatas, the greatest devata is Lord Shri Krishna himself. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu, the greatest of all Vaishnava is Lord Shiva. And purananam idam tatha. Of all Puranas, of all the literatures compiled by Sri Vyasadeva, Puranam idam tatha, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranamalam yad Vaishnavanam priyam yasmin paramahansyam ekam. Srimad Bhagavatam is that Puran which is Amala Puran, spotless, yad Vaishnavam priyam. It is very dear to the hearts of great devotees. Yasmin paramahamsyam ekam. It is relished by those devotees who are on the stage of paramahamsa, who are liberated. And this Srimad Bhagavatam has to be tatshrinvan, has to be heard, supathan, has to be read, and vicharam paraha, seriously understood in the association of devotees. Then what will happen? Vimuchyate. A person will get liberated. So Srimad Bhagavatam is available, but that Srimad Bhagavatam has to be accessed. And that access is possible in the association of great Vaishnavas. So when you come in the association of devotees and we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, then what happens? All the impurities in our heart get purified. And ultimately, we get to the stage of pure bhakti. So this is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam as explained by great sages. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam, for our benefit, I would say that thanks to Srila Prabhupada that we have access to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, as we all know, was compiled by Sage Vyas. At which place? Bhadrikashram, right? Vyasdev compiled at Bhadrikashram. I thought someone will say Gateway of India. Or Babulnath. Mumbai Devi. No. Bhadrikashram. Now if you just see, Bhadrikashram, now everyone is waiting. The corona is now getting down. Everyone is planning also. Char dham jayenge ebar. We have not gone very far. This time we go too very far, you know. We cover up everything. All the travels we could not do on 2020, 2021 we will go to Chardham. Many devotees told me, we are planning for Chardham. No, these four dham yatra in the Himalayas, Gangotri, Jamnotri, Kedarnath, Badrinath. Now if you just analyze, when actually it all began, now that there is such a beautiful road and the different kinds of transport facilities, so many people are going to Badrikashram today. Badrinath, right? Where this Badrikashram, the sage Vyasadeva's Gupha is there, where he spoke the Bhagavatam and Ganeshji wrote the Bhagavatam. But just imagine maybe how far in this particular century we could imagine where actually travel had begun, where people could actually reach Badrinath very easily. I don't know, maybe 50, 60, 70 years. There are no roads. Who would go there? Only few people who could walk through the whole journey would go there. It was not accessible for everyone. There was no printing technology at that time. So Bhagavatam was only there. But today, at this time, when we are having this Bhagavatam class in ISKCON Chowpatty here, we also heard from our messages in the email, from WhatsApp, that Srimad Bhagavatam is available today at whatever discount, I don't remember, 50%, 30%. And all you have to do is just call, deposit your money. If you have a little extra money, then it will deliver also at your house. So that Srimad Bhagavatam, which is only written at Badrinath, is now available in every doorstep. Thanks to all of us who did it, right? No, thanks to Srila Prabhupada, who made it possible. 1965, Srila Prabhupada going to America, everything began from there. Srila Prabhupada was a grand ambassador of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada's faith in Srimad Bhagavatam is so immense that faith created a revolution. Right? Srila Prabhupada was traveling in Jaladuta and he boarded Jaladuta at Kolkata with his small trunk, an umbrella and few pots of some items to eat, not able to anticipate what will happen in America. And then a lot of anxiety what will happen, but depending on Krishna, then his ship all the way goes from Kolkata through Ceylon, Sri Lanka, reaches Cochin Harbour. In Cochin Harbour then trunks of Srimad Bhagavatam get loaded on Jaladuta and Prabhupada is very happy. Srimad Bhagavatam has now Srimad Bhagavatam is now on the ship of Jaladuta, so I don't have to worry, because Srimad Bhagavatam is there, then everything is there. This is the immense faith of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada gave us Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, for people in India, even today, they do not know what is Bhagavatam, right? Often when you distribute books, people say Bhagavat or Bhagavad Gita, dono ek hi hai. They think they both the same. Right? They don't know what is Bhagavat. But we have understood Bhagavat. At least we know what is Bhagavat. Reading may take some time also. We start, many devotees, we struggle to read the whole Bhagavatam, but at least we know Bhagavatam, we have seen Bhagavatam in our life. We attended Bhagavatam classes, thanks to Srila Prabhupada, that he installed the Srimad Bhagavatam reading in the morning program itself. In the morning program, in the part of morning program, there is Bhagavatam class. So every day devotees have to come and hear Bhagavatam class. So this is Srila Prabhupada's great genius, that he could do this. So Srimad Bhagavatam, if you go around Srimad Bhagavatam, the statistics of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam has 12 cantos, we all know about it. Srimad Bhagavatam has total 335 chapters, and the total number of verses in Srimad Bhagavatam are 14,094, if you count them. Of this 12 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, the biggest canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is 10th canto. Total 335 chapters in the whole Bhagavatam, out of which 90 chapters are in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And there are 3,936 verses in the 10th canto. Therefore, this is the biggest canto in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The smallest canto is the 2nd canto, which has only 10 chapters, and it has only 393 verses. So, if we combine the 10th canto and some part of 11th canto, we can say 38% of Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Lila. So this is the due credit which Vyasadeva has given to Lord Sri Krishna directly, as Narad Muni's own spiritual master had told him. 38% of Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Lila. Right? If you see Srimad Bhagavatam, we may think, 12 canto, so 6 canto is half, 6 canto is half. That's what we may think.
So number wise 6 and 6 is half, but if you see actual the division, it's not like that. 10th canto is quite big. So somewhere around 9th canto ending or maybe 10th canto, some devotees can help me. That is a place where actually Bhagavatam is halfway through. So now someone, and also Prabhupada gave his brilliant purports. So it is mentioned 5,800 purports Srila Prabhupada wrote with his own hands. 5,800 purports. It's quite big, right? So I was reading one nice explanation given by one devotee of ISKCON. He was mentioning that how come this 14,094 verses, and then we always mention that Srimad Bhagavatam has 18,000 verses. So where is this 4,000 verses? Where are they? So the commentators of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many commentators of Srimad Bhagavatam, one of them, Ganga Sahai, he mentions that a shloka has to have a proper definition and a meter. How much is the length of a shloka? So length of a shloka is defined by 32 syllables. So what happens with Srimad Bhagavatam, some shlokas are too big, some are very small, some are medium. So it's like some are even prose section, prayers, like that. So the scholars of Srimad Bhagavatam have analyzed how these 18,000 verses are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, whereas we find only 14,000 verses. The scholars have come to conclusion that it is based on the division of the length of a shloka. So length of a shloka is 32 syllables. So if you add, if you take a syllables of all the verses, total syllables, all the 14,000, see how many syllables, divide them by 32, the number comes 18,000. So this is some technical information about this particular understanding. Well, Bhagavatam is a graduate study and Chaitanya Charitamrita is postgraduate study. So Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela has 17 chapters and verses 1981. Madhya Leela 25 chapters, 6016 verses. Antya Leela 20 chapters, 3228 verses. Total number of verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita 11,225. I am saying because we should also know how big are the scriptures here. But the point is, when I read the statistics, I was just feeling so much indebted to Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes we have to write some small article. It takes really great endeavor to write an article, you know. Even if I had asked someone, Prabhu, can you draft an email for me? We'll have to see the mood of the devotee and tell him that, please, can you draft an email for me? To draft anything, to write anything, even write an article, such a difficult thing. What to speak of writing books? And Prabhupada did not write a book that, you know, he did not write his own story in the book. He was writing a book in a way that people could understand that. Srila Prabhupada many times told, I am writing these books for all of you, so that you could understand. So one time Srila Prabhupada was, and Prabhupada had dictaphone machine, right? He would dictate on the Srimad Bhagavatam in the dictaphone. And there would be a counter which would go on, right? The counter would go on. So there was one devotee, that person was typing all the dictations. So that person went to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, for last 2 days, two nights, Prabhupada, you have not translated enough. Why, Prabhupada? So Prabhupada said, your job is mechanical. Type, hear and type. My job is not mechanical. My job is, I have to think, what should I write here? That for next 10,000 years, people will understand the concept of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada, his whole life was a dedication to Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore Srila Prabhupada, printed Srimad Bhagavatam for us and distributed Srimad Bhagavatam so that Bhagavatam could be available for everyone. In fact, Srila Prabhupada could understand that I may not be able to come to the point of giving the whole Bhagavatam because of my ill health. Understanding that, Prabhupada gave the Krishna book, the summary chapter of 10th canto, the Krishna book. Before only. This is Srila Prabhupada. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam, as we see, is compared in the Shastra as taking darshan of the lotus form of Krishna. So, every day when we take darshan of the darshan of Gopinath, we start from the lotus feet and we move ahead. So, it is said that the first two cantos, first canto and second canto, they are the lotus feet of Krishna. The third and fourth canto are thighs of Krishna. The fifth canto is the navel of Krishna. Sixth canto is the chest of Krishna. The seventh and eighth canto are the arms of Krishna. Ninth canto is the throat of Krishna. Tenth canto is the lotus face of Krishna. 11th canto is forehead of Krishna and 12th canto is the head of Krishna. So, we give some statistics and little darshan of Srimad Bhagavatam. And now, Srimad Bhagavatam is all about conversation between great devotees. So, there are layers and layers of conversation. Srimad Bhagavatam begins, the first few shloka begins with Vyasadeva dictating to Ganesh. Ganesh is writing and Vyasadeva is dictating. Now how do you understand that Vyasadeva is dictating, Ganesh is writing? Very simple. The second verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Mahamuni Krite. If Vyasadeva himself is speaking or Vyasadeva is writing, why he will write Mahamuni for himself? Someone else is writing for him, right? So Vyasadeva spoke something, but Ganesha thought, I should glorify Vyasadeva. So he wrote Mahamuni Krite. So those initial few verses are Vyasadeva speaking to Ganesha. And then next layer starts, where the discussion now comes then to Suta Goswami speaking to sages of Naimisharanya. And then within that discussion, then Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. And within that discussion, then so many other discussions happening. So, this is how we can see that Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but discussion between great Vaishnavas. The original Srimad Bhagavatam, which was given originally by Krishna, was to Brahma.